It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ice cream-loving squirrel treated to daily cones with nuts.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
This brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin.
You know, if you haven't had a chance yet, I was just looking at our faces on my screen because I went to full screen and I can see the video of our faces.
Mm. Oh.
And boy, was it haircut day around here or what? Steve got a fresh haircut over the weekend. Is that correct, Producer Steve?
Oh, yeah. Sunday at noon, baby.
Sunday at noon. He still has the like actual it's important time remembered. Okay. Thank you for that. I thought it was actually at 3 o'clock, you said.
Oh, no, that's right. I did something else at noon. Yeah, that was at 3 o'clock.
What did you do at noon?
I don't know. That was a different thing, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's so busy, can't keep it
Steve
all straight.
Got a haircut. No. And then you and I must have both got haircuts yesterday.
Yeah.
This show looks fresh. If you haven't checked it out yet, on our social media, on Facebook.
Man, I see my face. I think that all the time. Man, that is fresh.
Twins or triplets, I guess. Yeah.
I looked at my face today on the video and thought, why hasn't anyone told me that's what I look like right now?
What is the problem?
I don't know. I just...
You look like that every day.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what the problem is. That's how I look?
Okay. Oh my gosh. This is what I'm supposed to do. I come to work, grab my phone.
Yeah.
Flip the camera on, flip it around, and then just show you.
Show you what you look like.
That's what you look like. Hey,
I think it's the lighting.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, definitely it's the lighting.
Sure
Jay.
It is. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what I can make of. But if you haven't checked it out, we're doing some video clips now that will, you know, it's all Instagram reels and Facebook reels. So they're 90 seconds or less, real easy to watch. And if you haven't checked them out, check them out. They're kind of fun. Yeah. Something new from the show. As we always continue to evolve and become part of the world that you are used to.
Wow. Did you write that down? Were you reading that or was that off the top of your head?
That was just off the top of my head.
Man, you're a genius. Mm,
sounds like it was in a textbook or a pamphlet or
speaking like a bio.
Of always evolving. Some people don't like that. Some people do not like change and they have a hard time moving forward. Someone who had an issue with that, apparently, was Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders stuck in the old days? That's a surprise to no one.
Right?
Look at his outfit. I mean, what? anybody else wearing that?
I had never heard this story about Colonel Sanders. But he had already gained quite a reputation for outbursts and being upset and angry about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed the secret recipe for their chicken and gravy, making Colonel Sanders so angry that he just lost it. And he referred to the chicken and gravy. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Worst chicken I have ever seen.
About his own chicken?
Yep.
Wow.
He said... Well, it wasn't his own because they changed the secret recipe.
Yeah, it's not his
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He was very, very mad. He ended up hating
He didn't like
the chicken.
It
yeah,
at the
he
end?
Said the way they changed it, absolutely terrible. He went as far as referring to the potatoes and gravy as sludge and wallpaper paste.
Come on, Harland.
Wow, I didn't realize.
I didn't either, right? Because they still use him in like the commercials. His face is still on the building.
Is it still on the box too?
Yeah, I think so.
That's marketing.
Well, I don't think many people probably knew
what happened was
he
sold the company to an investment group, and then they took it from there, and he sold the rights to all that stuff. So he just kind of was out of the picture.
Yeah.
They changed the recipe. And he just absolutely hated it.
Wow, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And now, do they have the original recipe? Isn't that their thing?
Yeah,
I think
you can still get original recipe, extra crispy.
Right.
I think those are the choices. But I don't know that original recipe is his original recipe or if it's the new secret recipe.
Interesting.
if they ever went back to the, you know, it was always the 11 herbs and spices, right? That's what they bragged about.
Yeah, right.
That is hard, you know, when it's yours and you make it.
Sure,
and
then you sell it. Yeah.
Was it, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, I think, but was it?
Oh, go ahead. I doubt it.
Was it them? They follow on Twitter like 11 people named Herb, and that's all the people that they follow?
No spices? They don't follow any spices?
Or there's something, or maybe it's KFC?
Well, it seems like that makes sense, yeah.
You know what? We're going to find out right now.
Search for KFC?
We're going to go to Instagram, Steve, and we're going to find out.
Oh, I'm going to Twitter.
I think it's Twitter. Oh, it might be Instagram.
You know what? We're going to try them all. That's the
beauty
of what we can do here.
Yeah, it's one of the chicken places.
Well, the only one that would make sense would be KFC.
Uh-huh.
KFC.
It's hard to know if this is a real site.
I'm mine. 1.8 million followers. That is it. Is the real deal. They have 1.8 million followers. They follow 15 people. Those people that they follow are... This is odd.
Jay and Kevin.
Life is good.
Okay.
Fair. Jamal Murray.
Nope. That's weird.
Jack Harlow.
What?
Croc Shoes.
Huh.
Lexi Hensler. No idea who that
is. No idea.
Oh, I think because they're all people from Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. These must be Kentucky.
That makes sense.
Old Spice, TurboTax.
Okay.
And Chrissy Teigen.
That's a great group.
Is Chrissy Teigen from Kentucky?
Tom Green also on the list.
Huh. Are
you from Kentucky?
I don't know. I mean, I need to find out why they follow who they follow, because that's fabulous. Oh, my gosh. These pictures.
Well, then I think it's Popeyes then that they only follow.
Chrissy Teigen is from Delta, Utah. Makes perfect sense then.
Huh.
Okay. Jack Harlow apparently has a KFC meal.
All right.
So that's why he's
on. How many people
there
do we follow?
Four. We follow four.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do dogs' paws smell like nachos or popcorn? Or what do they smell like if you think they smell like something else?
Kevin James.
You got a lot of Fritos. Let's see. Fritos, Fritos, Fritos. Michelle's got four dogs. Fritos. Christy's got Cheetos. Justin's got chicken. Oh, chicken poo, because they're always digging it up all day. Okay, that's different.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty, Kevin.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to this first day of August.
Thank you.
You know, we...
It sounded like you were saying welcome to it, like, hey, it's August, you're welcome to it.
You're welcome to it. Have it. Enjoy it.
I'm fingers crossed this year for a smoke-free August. That's always my concern about August.
I know.
It starts piling up. The fires start to pile up a little bit.
They do, and before you know it, it's like, oh, it's... Yep. It's smoky.
Yep.
Steve, you haven't really dealt with that ever before, right? I would assume the areas you lived in didn't have that as much.
Probably not as much. I mean, I don't really know because I haven't experienced it here. But we did get, you know, Canadian.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wildfire smoke.
You don't need that Canadian smoke. Stay out of that.
I mean, nobody need that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, today, August 1st, is an important day.
Comes across
history.
In kilometers, and we don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
Don't know what the conversion table is. No clue. The metric smoke is way different.
Oh, did not know that.
Well, that's why you're here.
I made a very dumb joke, too.
I doubt it.
No, trust me. It was dumb. One of the guys that is DJing for me is going to Canada this weekend to DJ.
Okay.
And... I said, well, I just checked the forecast, and it wasn't that bad at all. It was, you know, I can't even remember what it was, but it was in Celsius, and so it was a way lower number. I said, so that's not even going to be warm up there. Dumb joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
Oh, that was
it? Well, see, because I said, it's going to be 102 here, so you're lucky you're going to Canada, and it's only going to be like 75 or something.
So, well, you better not be 75 in Celsius.
Yeah, sorry. Seriously.
The world would be on fire.
Oh, what is the...
I mean, I think 32 is like...
zero.
90 something. 32 in Celsius, I think, is like 90 something.
Oh, 36 is like 98.
Let me look.
I know this because
98 degrees?
My ex-girlfriend had a Canadian thermometer.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why I fell for her.
I don't think we're doing that. 37 points. In fact, I know we're not. 37.7 is 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
37.7. Yeah. So it was like 30 something.
What did you say? You hope it's not.
I said it was 60 something. I just remember thinking it was 60 less than what.
Yeah, you went the wrong way. It's like time zones, man. It would be 140 Fahrenheit if it was 60.
But it was a dumb joke, and I shouldn't have said it, and now I've even made it worse.
It appears that you have.
Sorry about all that.
I also Googled just to be dumb. I'm like, is Canadian smoke measured in metric? I just thought, you know, that's just doing a dumb Google. First question that comes up is, can Canadian smoke set off U.S. smoke alarms? gosh, people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Think it would work. Well, on this day in 1960, mm-hmm. a little man by the name of Chubby Checker released a song called The Twist.
Man, like yesterday.
And everyone said, come on, baby, let's do The Twist. Mm. Steve, that seems like a song that you would love.
Oh, I get down with it.
See, I knew it. That your style of dancing is perfect for The Twist.
Steve, stand up right now and let's see what you got.
Oh, stand up.
Come on. Let's go. Hold on. Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on, Stevie.
Let's do The Twist.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Come on, Stevie. Let's do The Twist.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And go like this. Twist.
Yes, sir. I'm making my day in there.
Big finish.
And do the twist.
Thank you, Steve. That was great. Appreciated that. I even feel like he said, come on, Stevie.
Come on, Stevie, let's do The Twist.
You tired?
That was beautiful, Steve.
Yeah. What's up?
That was great. That was amazing.
Was it a little exhausting?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. I'll make it through.
Yeah, but now look at how much energy you have.
I definitely have less.
That didn't energize you? I feel like if you get like...
Oh, no, I feel pretty good, actually.
That would be a great way, like, just you have a big, gigantic corporate office building. And it's, you know, it's that 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's kind of dragging. People are always like, man, I want to get a coffee or, whew, boy, I need a break. You play that over your PA system. I mean, how does that not energize you?
Either that or do you remember that guy who did the evolution of dance? You remember that?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. The video where he dances through all the different eras of music.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a YouTube video of this guy. Yeah, he starts off with, I don't know, what does he start off
with? I see it now, yeah.
Like the 1920s or something, and then he slowly...
Slowly dances through the decades.
It's very entertaining, and he's like some guy who would go to all these like corporate, I think he started doing it like corporate gatherings or meetings or something.
That's
I think
like
that's what I read.
6 minutes long. This guy's got some stamina.
Yeah, so I think he started off doing that at like either his office or like other offices as like a motivational... Oh, I am out of breath. as like a motivational speaker or something.
Yeah.
And then someone filmed it and became like a viral hit.
I love it. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Check it out. I like it.
I forget what his name is, but Evolution of Dance. If you search that, you'll find
That's how you find it. You're not going to remember Judson Lapley.
No, you don't know that name. You just know the Evolution of Dance.
Correct.
It was on this day in 1981, by the way. You mentioned it earlier today, Jay, that MTV premiered.
Yes.
At 12:01 a.m. It became a thing in 1981. Also on this day, some love news. Elizabeth Taylor in 1976 went through her sixth divorce.
Oh, man.
As she re-divorced Richard Burton.
Re-divorced.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a crazy term.
Yep. Re-divorced him. and Michael Jackson had the other side of love. Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley announced that they had been married 11 weeks earlier in the Dominican Republic in a very private ceremony. People had been speculating about it, and then, boom, they came out, announced it. Oh, yeah, we've been married for 11 weeks.
That's crazy.
Because there was nothing normal, right, in Michael Jackson's
life. Yeah, you get married to, you know, Elvis Presley's daughter, and you don't tell anybody.
The king of pop married the king of rock. Rock and roll's daughter.
Yeah. Seems normal.
It really is, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Oh, yes. And
very important news. I almost forgot to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, I'm not going to say it. In 2021, Dr. Fauci says things are going to get way worse as the U.S. COVID-19 cases doubled in 10 days. Due to the Delta variant. Good times. Good memories.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When you see Coach Few coaching the Olympic team,
I wonder what he's saying.
Don't you, though?
Oh, man.
Kevin James.
Just put the ball in the hoop.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Lots of requests to put the Steve dancing video up.
Oh, it'll happen. Don't worry, that'll be today's video.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Why you gotta know? Why you wanna know?
Why are you trying to know?
Dang it. One of these days, we'll get it.
Why are you trying to know?
Why are you trying to know? Why are you trying to know what Steve looks like dancing to the twist? Why are you trying to know? Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I think I can speak for everybody. We're doing pretty good. Having a good time. Why not? What you up to today?
Oh, sitting in a tractor harvesting right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? Where are you working? Where are you cutting? What are you doing?
cutting wheat outside of Ritzville.
And what
wheat outside of Ritzville.
Okay, all right.
How many, what are you looking at? How many bushels per acre?
Just depends on the field, but probably around 60s.
Oh, yeah. 60?
Okay, I mean, that's not bad dry land farming, right?
No, it's about average.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it supposed to be a fairly good year or not?
Just depends. Some of the draws got frosted out with cold nights.
Ah.
That's so weird. Yeah.
There's so much that goes into it. How many days of harvest will you do?
It's about 2 weeks today, so we probably have another 4 or 5 days left to finish.
Oh, wow. You're really getting to the end there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you're driving what? Combine or...?
Driving a tractor with a bank out wagon on it.
Tractor with a bank out wagon, boys.
That's what you would have guessed, right, Steve?
That's big time stuff.
I mean, that would have been my second guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah. after what?
You know.
Uh-huh.
It would be my second.
Right, yeah,
and my first.
Yeah.
What else do you guys harvest? I mean, obviously wheat. I'm going to say some barley. What else?
No, we really only do wheat.
Only wheat. Okay.
Family farm then, Ryan, or...
Yep, harvesting with my two brothers.
Okay, very cool.
Oh, cool. Nice. Is that what you always do, or do you just go home and do harvest?
No, I just harvest, help out with harvest.
What's your real life job?
I'm an accountant.
Okay.
I love it. See, but it's harvest time, and you go home, and you help harvest.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Where do you fit in line of the brothers?
I'm the middle brother.
Uh-oh. Is it, you know, it's what they say, the middle child, you know, it's always trouble. Probably not in your case, though.
Who is the farmer, the older brother or younger?
Older and younger, yeah.
Okay. Oh, they both farm. Okay, nice. So you're the only one who got away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, let's see how we do with the category of parks today, Ryan. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll go with Kevin.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's a farm boy.
Yeah, we've been bonding.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kevin, did you actually drive a tractor Or did you when
no,
you
No, we
you
never did, had a we never had a bank out wagon.
Okay, no bank out
never,
wagon.
Never had that.
Steve, have you ever had a bank out wagon?
We would have a we would have an extra truck sometimes that we would have to leave in the field for if we got behind with the you know, with the wheat trucks, then they could dump into there so the you never want the combines to have to stop.
I got you.
Because if they stop, progress stops.
But what's the what is I'm sorry, Ryan, help me out here. Kevin, get out. What is a bank out wagon?
It's just like pretty much a big cart on the back of the tractor that the combine dumps into.
And I got it. I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, let's see how we do with parks today, Ryan. You got 60 seconds to answer your 7 questions. Feel free to pass. We'll try to get back to it if we can, okay?
Okay.
All righty, here we go. This famous New York park was the first landscape park in the U.S. Name it.
Central Park.
To Be Loved by You and Burn It Down are songs by this country artist.
Oh, I see what you did.
A path.
This is a service provided where someone parks and retrieves others' vehicles.
Chauffeur.
Parker Posey was in the movie Dazed and Confused, which takes place in what southern state?
Oh, boy.
Louisiana.
What was Amy Poehler's character's name on Parks and Recreation?
Path.
Who directed the 1993 movie Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg.
How would you say park the car in the Harvard yard with a Boston or New England accent?
Can you repeat that?
Park the car in the Harvard yard? How would you say that with a Boston or New York, New England accent?
Park the car in the harbor.
That's well done. Yes, that That's well great. Done.
Nice effort, Ryan. Kevin! Very well done, my friend. I love that.
Yeah, that was good.
All right,
that was
great. We'll see how Kevin does here.
If nothing else, I think we all enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah no question. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic.
Don't sell yourself well short. Done. All right, Kevin.
Did we learn about the bank out wagon?
And yeah, see.
What is it, Steve?
Oh, you know, it's got all the money.
So close.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I believe Ryan described it as sort of a cart that you fill up as you go, you know, because like you said, Kevin, you don't want to stop.
Yeah, you don't stop the progress,
don't
man.
Stop until you drop. All right, here we go, Kevin. The 60 seconds, 7 questions.
This famous New York park was the first landscape park in the U.S. Name it.
Central Park?
To Be Loved by You and Burn It Down are songs by this country artist.
Parker McCollum.
This is a service provided where someone parks and retrieves others' vehicles.
Oh, valet, God bless him.
Parker Posey was in the movie Dazed and Confused, which takes place in what southern state?
Ooh, Florida?
What was Amy Poehler's character's name on Parks and Recreation?
Oh, this, I'm gonna kick myself.
You will. I'll kick you if you want. I don't mind.
Do it.
God, I 100%.
You want me to do it? You want me to come over there now? All right.
Who directed the 1993 movie Jurassic Park?
I'd pass.
How would you say park the car in the Harvard yard with a Boston or New England accent?
No, pass.
All right, time's up.
He just doesn't want to do the impression.
No, I mean, that was just.
You don't
want
to embarrass
much.
Yourself there. All right.
That
all
was
right.
Too much.
See how we did. No, pass.
Too long of us. I just couldn't get to it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. All right, let's see how we
I don't
did.
Get it. This famous New York park was the first landscape park in the U.S. Name it.
Everybody got Central Park.
Everybody's right.
1-1. Good work.
To Be Loved by You and Burn It Down are songs by this country artist.
Ryan couldn't connect the dots on that when he passed. Kevin got Parker McCollum. Good job, Kev.
Nicely done.
2-1.
This is a service provided where someone parks and retrieves others' vehicles.
Ryan went with a chauffeur. Kevin went with a valet.
I was looking for valet parking.
Yeah, 3-1.
Parker Posey was in the movie Dazed and Confused, which takes place in what southern state?
Louisiana and Florida were our guesses.
Texas.
Texas. No
said
points.
Texas, but then I thought, nah, I'm just thinking Matthew McConaughey's in that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I was thinking Texas just because of him.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
No points.
What was what was Amy Poehler's character's name on Parks and Recreation?
I get to kick Kevin because he didn't get Leslie.
Gosh.
But that's fine.
Leslie, nope.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah, now you got it.
Yeah. With a K.
Not a yes, but a nope. Mm-hmm. No points.
Who directed the 1993 movie Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg for Ryan. Kevin said,
that's a great guess. I mean, at least he guessed the director.
Yeah, he did.
He's also right.
Wow. 3-2. Really? Yeah.
How would you say park the car in the Harvard yard with a Boston or New England accent?
Ryan nailed it. He went right with the park the car, the whole scenario. Kevin's frustration passed.
Why did we have to have all the stuff at the end? Why couldn't we just say park the car?
I mean, you're halfway there.
It added to the humor, I believe. Yeah. That was the whole thing. We're trying to get onto the podium for humor, Kevin. We're trying to reach the podium. No points for Kevin. We're giving you the win, Ryan. We've got for you not only a Coyote Country travel mug. I'm trying to decide. Do we have it? What do we have, Steve? Can we qualify him?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Ryan, we're going to qualify. You know what? You're feeding America, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call.
That was a lot. That was great. I'll tell you what's not fun. 97 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets to be 97 and 100. That's hot. I'm sure. Do you have any sort of air conditioning?
Oh, yeah. We have AC in the tractor, but it still gets warm in there with the sun shining in it.
The sun just shines right in. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this. In the middle of wheat fields, there's not a lot of shade.
It doesn't seem like there's a bunch of trees. That seems counterproductive, yeah. We'll qualify you for the flyaway to Long Beach for the two-day music festival at the end of September, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks,
okay,
Ryan.
I have a quick question, Ryan. Oh. Harvest Talk gets me excited.
I understand.
What do you guys do for lunch? Do you pack a lunch? Does somebody bring lunch out?
I actually
out?
Love this question.
What do
question.
You guys do?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, we have our lunches packed for us every day. So
you nice. Have them packed for you?
Yep. Our grandma packs them all.
God, I love that.
That is great.
That's America, baby.
It is. Your grandma packs your lunch. She better have a pickle on a sandwich because that's a very grandma thing, is it not?
Yep. I got pickles on my sandwich.
Hey, yeah, let's go. Boy. Oh, man, I love this country. All right, my friend, hold on for one second. That is so great.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How many do you think you can put down?
Hot dogs?
Uh-huh.
In a 9-inning game?
Yeah, and again, now they're the dollar hot dogs, so it's not like the super big, you know, it's not like you're looking at a sausage type. It's just just a hot dog.
4?
Kevin James.
Does that seem reasonable?
No, in all 9 innings, how many, though?
So you're saying that's not a lot?
Well, I mean, if you're like a first grader.
All right, fine, 5.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Two stats before Kevin's stat. Stat number one, Steve Hawk is going to stop in here, even though it's not a Monday or a Wednesday. He's going to pop in. We're going to recap his vacation, see how it went. Just very curious.
Oh, yeah. He had a cool trip just him and his son.
Yes.
Kind of a baseball trip, right?
For sure. Not kind of. It was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, based around baseball.
Yes, sir. And also, as soon as we get the stat wrapped up, we're going to give away some Donny Osmond tickets at Northern Quest Resort and Casino for August 11th. Back to you, Kevin.
Okay, well, 91% is the first stat that I saw today with this. And then the stat did get a little bit lower as the people got a little bit older.
Okay.
And it started with this. 91% of millennials remember their first dance song at a wedding. Okay, so they remember it. If you were to ask them, they know exactly what it is. Now, as you get a little older, the people who have been married longer, it dipped down to 85%. But 85% is still pretty stinking good.
Yeah, it is good.
We had this conversation during the 4th of July. My sister-in-law said, let's ask your brother and see if he remembers our first dance song, since you seem to think that it's something different. And I thought about it for a second, and I go, it was Ann Murray. Can I have this dance the rest of my life?
Can I have this dance for the rest of my life?
And she goes, that's what your brother thinks it is, too, but that's not what it is.
Huh.
And here's the problem. Once she says that it's something else, and then Keith goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember that. I don't remember what the other song was. Why do I remember the other one.
He just agreed to just not fight?
No, because I think when she said it, then he was like, oh, yeah, that was it. No, it was Vince Gill. Look at us. And she said, because I remember it being hilarious that we talked about, you know, she goes, we were 20 years old when we got married.
Sure, yeah.
And it's like, look at us. Mm-hmm. After all these years together. We're 20. She said, because I remember thinking that was really funny that we played that song, but we
right,
just loved the way
lyrics
it sounds.
Seemed, yeah, you know, not appropriate. Well, not, you know what I'm saying.
Jay, you obviously, I think I know your first
no,
song.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
I dare you.
Skip Ewing, She's a Natural?
No, that would be Kenny Chesney, by the way, but.
What? Kenny Chesney, She's a Natural?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. Oh, you're Me and You.
Me and You, Kenny Chesney. Yeah, but I don't Kenny think Chesney. That was it. I think it might have been.
I thought it was a Skip Ewing song.
I think it might have been George.
Really? Why do I have Skip Ewing in my, I mean, oh, you don't think of Skip quick. Ewing. See, so you might be the 15% that isn't sure. But I do think that there's.
Oh, she just texted. Yeah, she said, did we not have George Strait?
Oh, okay. So she doesn't know either.
Yeah, she's just, I think that's her way of saying, I'm going to let you think you're right.
Oh.
Or you're maybe right, and why didn't you say that in the first place? Because it would have been, you know, no. I crossed my heart, obviously.
The stat goes down even further, Jay, for people who have been married over 30 years.
Oh, man.
They just don't remember as much.
Our love is unconditional.
Yeah.
We knew it from
I feel
the
like
start.
That might be it, yeah.
I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart.
Yeah.
Does that take you back?
Oh, baby.
Okay.
I guess that means yes.
I think it does.
I'm trying to remember the actual order of stuff, Kevin.
Jay, why do I have Skip Ewing in
well,
my head?
Well, She's a Natural is definitely Shenandoah, not Kenny. Kenny's Me and You. That we did, that we danced to the
no, I
Shenandoah
know that,
song.
But
the Skip Ewing song... Oh, she's typing. Stand by.
Skip Ewing. I just...
She, my wife, loves Skip Ewing.
I don't know anything
day.
About that guy yeah, other than that you guys had a song from him or yeah. something. Skip Ewing.
She's looking at Skip Ewing's songs.
Rob Crosby also sang, She is a Natural.
He did, but we did that. We danced to the Shenandoah. No first dance song for Skip Ewing, she said, Kevin. Sorry.
Any idea why I have him in my mind?
I mean, we listened to a lot of it back in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Donald Ralph Ewing, also known as Skip.
Donald Ralph.
Pretty good decision to go with Skip. What is Skip Ewing doing now?
Ooh, say that five times.
What is Skip Ewing now?
He's 60 years old. He lives in Redland, California, I think, according to this.
Let's see here. Oh, I don't know. He still continues to contribute to today's music landscape. With such acclaimed collections as his 2020 album, Wyoming, and his 2021 Christmas album, and his upcoming creative tour,
wow.
Road to California.
Okay.
His new single, Knots,
K-N-O-T-S, okay,
serves as an entry point to this new era.
Wow, what a bio.
The Big 99.9 Coyote
That's what he's
Country.
Up to.